Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about Jay Myers being back on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Jay is a good friend of ours, the longtime member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the president of Interactive Solutions Incorporated, the author of Keep Swinging, which I'm going to tell you about something really exciting about that in just a minute. He's a small business owner just like you and me out there making payroll every Friday, dealing with customers, loving up his customers, taking care of his employees and their families. And just basically doing what you're doing, small business owners, helping to build the fabric of America. Jay Meyer, welcome back to the show.
I appreciate it, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you back. Jay Myers is the author of Keep Swinging. And, you know, Jay, I tell my audience all the time that for them, I provide them with nothing but the best. There's no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. And you are a good example of that. Tell the audience what just happened to you in your book.
Well, I appreciate it, Jim, and I always knew that you didn't have chopped liver on your show. That's why I like to appear on it. But really, very gratified, Jim. Last week in Las Vegas, the book Keep Swinging was honored with the Ethan Award, which was for entrepreneurial authors and success and marketing and sales and so on, and really getting the message out about our book, about overcoming adversity and things. A lot of competition. 50,000 votes were entered into this and submitted to the committee.
How many books were in the lineup?
Well, there were originally, gosh, I don't know, probably two or three dozen, and then it was whittled down to, I think, about eight or ten. And they had us all on stage in Las Vegas last week. And then
so it was like a beauty contest where they finally said, and the winner is?
Yeah, and Jim, you know, the funny thing is, I flew all the way out there to Vegas. All my employees and friends and everything said, did you know who won before you got out there? And I said, nope, it was purely a leap of faith.
I'll be darned.
But it was really fun.
What
very
a great story. And here you were. Now, here you are. You're this, you know, small business owner from Memphis, Tennessee. You had, you know, you lived your life. You went through the motions. You paid your dues. You did a good job. Some things happened to you that happened to a lot of small business owners, some adversity. You overcame that. And then all of a sudden you said, okay, I've got to tell some people about this. I need other people to know that when something like this happens to them, and it always does if they stay in the marketplace long enough, I got to let them know that they can overcome it. And that book just came out of you, and so folks, I mean, you're not a correspondent. You don't have a journalism degree. You're just a small business owner like the rest of us.
You know, that's exactly right. When I had my acceptance speech out in Vegas, Jim, it's funny that you said that. You know, I told the audience I didn't major in journalism. I'm a marketing guy. But, I, you know, it did come out of me. It was a lot of experiences.
It wouldn't come out, would it? I mean, it's one of those things and that it just wouldn't be denied, would it?
You know, I guess, you know, that's safe to say. You know, I'm not the smartest guy out there, but I think I'm probably one of the more persistent, as my wife would say, very tenacious. But once I have something in my head, I just had to do it. And, you know, Jim, for all your listeners out there, you know, I get it today about, you know, the tough times. You know, we've been very fortunate this year to grow the business quite a bit, and we'll be almost $18 million by the end of the year and up a lot of percentage, probably up, I don't know, 40 or 50% or something, crazy numbers. But one of the things that I don't miss along the way, and I guess this is the thing that, you know, we're trying to do, is preach you know, the good news about that you can overcome adversity and be successful even in these times, which you know, obviously are difficult for a number of people. And I've just been very compelled to give presentations all across the country, anywhere from Chicago, Oklahoma, Florida, you name it. I'm going to be in Nashville next week with Belmont University to talk about some of the experiences we went through. Because we made a lot of mistakes to get to where we are today.
Well, you know, Jay, and you'd never written a book before. You didn't know how to publish a book. And the reason I'm sort of dwelling on that a little bit is I want other people out there, folks. If you're feeling You know, and I know some of you are, because I've been this way. Jay's been this way. This is what happens when you come through the fire. When you, and you know, as that song goes, when you've been through the through the desert on a horse with no name, and you know, and you come out on the other side, then you know, there are emotional things that need to come out of you, and maybe it's in the form of writing an article about it. Sit down and write something about it. Don't you think it's cathartic, Jay, to actually get things out of you on paper, type them into a computer, say them to somebody so they can type them for you, whatever. Don't worry that it's not beautiful, that it's not a Pulitzer Prize stuff. Just get the words out. What do you think?
I absolutely think that, Jim. You know, and it wasn't just the business experiences for me. If people get a copy of Keep Swinging, they'll read a lot of things, very personal. My life literally becomes an open book. And I talk about sudden death, and I've had tragedies in my family. You know, since I started my business, I've lost both parents and a brother. You know, things like that. Because you know what? For all of us in small business, you know, it's not just the business. It's personal.
It's life.
And I think one of the things that I take such pride in with the Ethan Award, you know, we've got a lot of sales awards, the Inc. magazine, all these kind of things about numbers and growth and all that. But the Ethan means so much to me because it's so personal. Because the book is so personal.
Yeah.
And the experiences we had, you know this, growing your business, all your listeners out there, you know, when somebody tells you growing a small business, just keep it all business and you'll be fine. And it's not personal.
It's not like that.
You call me and let me know how that all works out.
Our business weaves a very fine seam between it and our lives. It's the seam between the two. They're two different worlds. But it's the difference, the crossing over from one to the side of the other, that seam is very, very fine and often not distinguishable.
I totally agree. And, you know, maybe a little bit of fun topic about this, I just thought I'd let you know, because I'm a marketing guy, so folks, want to let you know that the Keep Swinging, besides in the paperbacks, is now, as of yesterday, available on your iPhone.
All right.
And
so check it out, folks, and give us the website where we can find your business and your
book. keepswingingbook.com.
What a great inspirational story, folks, and who told the world about your book? Who was one of the people who told the world about your book first, Jay?
Jim, you were an early advocate, by the way, as I recall, several years ago.
Good answer. That was a trick
absolutely.
Question. That was a trick question, Jay. I'm glad
yeah,
you...
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, also the iPad as well, the book is available on that because I saw both formats yesterday. So if you like your iPad, boy, it looks really good.
My iPad, by the way. I have
it
one.
It is. Hang really
on to that,
looks good.
Hang on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to bore into this overcoming adversity, making, you know, not just surviving, but thriving. We're going to bore into that a little bit more. In the second segment, 20 after the hour. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.